is the house. It becomes a home only when there is peace, joy, harmony, and love. Before that house is the amalgam of bricks, sand, wood, and other material objects. But these things are useless, meaningless, unless there is peace, love, joy, oneness inside the house. And when these qualities or these capacities are visible, noticeable, the house becomes a home. The human life is meaningless totally unless there is love in it. It is a life, creation of God, but this creation of God is of no avail unless and until there is love in it. When love fills life, then life is meaningful and fruitful. As the transformation of house into home is what we need, transformation of life into love, what we need. Human mind we consider as the highest achievement on our earth. This mind is of no avail unless and until the mind is synonymous with the vastness. The mind is of no use. Mind remains a creation of God, meaningless, which always tries to maintain its superiority, finds faults with others, suspects others, gets pleasure only in exercising its individuality. Who needs that mind? When vastness enters into the mind, mind is illumined and fulfilled. God the creator and God the creation as such, we do not need, for it is helpless, hopeless, useless. But when we see God inside the creation, immediately we see what you see is not helplessness, but hope. What you see is not uselessness, but usefulness. What you see is not mere promise, but a faultless assurance of the fulfillment of the promise. So, inside the creation, if we can see the Creator, then only creation is meaningful and fruitful. Otherwise, earthly creation is of no avail. A life of aspiration, a life of dedication, a life of concentration, meditation, and contemplation cannot lead us far, very far, impossible, unless we can feel, make us feel that we came into the world only to please God, serve God in His own way. Otherwise, we will have aspiration, we will have dedication, we will have concentration power, meditation power, contemplation power. These things will take us to a destination, undoubtedly to a destination. But this destination will not be and cannot be the real destination which our God has kept for us. Inside each prayer, inside each concentration, inside each meditation, contemplation, each time you pray, each time you meditate, each time you contemplate, each time you do anything, if there is no living self-assurance or remembrance of our God promise to God, remembrance of our promise to God, that Him to please in His own way, we came into the world. If you do not do that, and no matter how many hours you pray, how you pray, how many hours you meditate, concentrate, everything will eventually end in bitter frustration. For the results we shall get without fail from our prayer, meditation, concentration, contemplation and so forth, but these results that we'll get will be far from our satisfaction. For here we have set up a goal according to our own inner perception, and this goal we will reach just because we have set our goal according to our own inner image. We will not be satisfied, we will be frustrated. But at every moment when you pray, when you concentrate, meditate, contemplate, if we can keep to the forefront our soulful promise to our beloved Supreme, and if we can keep inner assurance to ourselves that Him to please in His own way we saw the light of day, then only our prayer, meditation, concentration, contemplation, meditation, all these will have true value, true meaning, true fulfillment. Then only satisfaction, complete satisfaction will dawn, everlasting satisfaction will dawn.